The Bering Sea snow crab season is on hold. Rapidly advancing sea ice has left crabbers scrambling to get their gear out of the water or stuck in port waiting for better weather. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce has more.
Mark Casto got into port earlier today and is already getting ready to head back out again. He's captain of the crabber Pinnacle. With the ice coming down rapidly, he's worried about the 200 pots he still has in the water.
Just finding them again if you can find them.
Casto says that the ice can drag pots for tens of miles and pop the buoys that keep them afloat. He's hoping he can make it to his pots before they're overtaken by the ice edge.
Just got our fingers crossed we can get back up there in time.
Casto isn't the only one. Fish and Game Area Management Biologist Heather Fitch says there are more than 8,000 snow crab pots out on the fishing grounds right now. They cost at least $1,000 each, so that's more than $8 million worth of gear. And Fitch says almost all of the pots are north of 56.5 degrees. The ice was already at that latitude east of the Pribilof Islands today, and it's forecast to move in quickly to the west. Kathleen Cole is an ice forecaster for the National Weather Service in Anchorage. She says that's unusual.
It's moving across the crab grounds and the cod area. It's moving into where they keep processing ships, and it's big ice. This isn't just, 4 to 6 inch ice that we see often along the ice edge. There is ice thicker than a foot and a half in some of these flows, and some of the flows coming down are over 15 miles wide.
Cole says the ice is moving in more quickly than usual as well.
In a regular day-to-day ice forecast, the ice might move 2 to 3 miles a day, and here we're having ice movements around 10 miles a day or more. There are some flows that I've watched on satellite imagery that actually have moved 15 to 20 miles in a day.
Cole says the ice edge hit St. Paul Island in the Pribilofs on Monday morning and will probably reach past St. George, 50 miles to the south, by the end of the week. A big part of the snow crab harvest has to be delivered to the Trident processing plant on St. Paul, which isn't possible when the island is surrounded by ice. Trident Council Joe Plesha says boats are still making it into the harbor, but he added that if the ice continues to advance into the fishing grounds, it won't just be St. Paul that isn't processing crab. And the forecast is for it to continue advancing, reaching the outer continental shelf by the weekend. Many crabbers who just finished up the pot cod season last week and hadn't headed out for their first snow crab run are waiting out the ice in Unalaska. Skipper Lance Farr is one of them.
We're not going to go up now in the face of the ice coming down and shutting the season down, the forecast. So we're going to wait. Hopefully, weather changes in a couple weeks and, then we'll start.
He says the biggest problem with waiting is that it pushes back the season and increases expenses. But he added that this isn't the first time this has happened.
One year they even just canceled the whole season, delayed the season for a couple months because the ice had come down so far that there was no grounds to really start on.
Crabber Mark Casto, who's heading north for his pots, says it's all part of being a crab fisherman.
Pretty much every year there's, an ice adventure of some sort.
In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.